Mercy Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate. Kia ora and welcome to our Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. We are a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio to talk about our center, our programs, the Mercy World, social justice, or the Catholic Church. Today, I have three visitors in my studio. I start from the left. This is Tanya Furman. And then I have Katrina Sadia. And then I have Earl Nodalo?
Yeah.
Earl Nodalo. Mm-hmm. So I have three young people here. They're all in their mid-20s, I assume, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yes.
And they were all born in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And during high school times, you came to New Zealand. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you have all different walks of life. So Katrina is a pastry chef.
Yes.
And Tanya is... what are you?
A graphic designer.
And Earl?
Still a student.
You're
studying
a student.
Yeah, criminology and psychology.
Criminology and psychology.
Yep.
Well, we might hear from you, huh?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
And all of you were born in the Philippines.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you still remember how it was in the Philippines? Do you miss your home country?
Yes, we do.
What do you remember? What do you miss here in New Zealand?
I moved out of Philippines when I was 9, so I spent most of my life outside of Philippines. So when I moved out of Philippines, I moved to Singapore, so not to New Zealand straight away.
Yeah, and don't miss anything in the Philippines?
Yeah,
do you remember?
Yeah, of course I do miss people there. I miss the people, yeah.
Mainly people?
Yeah, mainly people.
Yeah. And what about you, Katrina?
Well, yeah, for me, since I'm still mid-20s, so I spent 15 years of my life there, so I still remember that much. Because I was like on my third year high school when I moved here. So it's like one more year, and then we migrated here. So I miss my friends, all the people, and just the liveliness of the country.
Yeah, but have you settled well here in New Zealand?
Yes.
So you feel happy here?
Yes, I am.
What about you, Tanya?
Well, I moved when I was 12, so I kind of like spent like most of my time here in New Zealand already. So I still kind of remember, but not much. But yeah.
So 9, 12, and 15 when you moved here?
Yes.
But you're very much still connected to other Filipinos, I assume.
Yeah, of course, yes. Yeah.
Yes. And so you miss your friends and you are in touch with them now via social media also?
Yeah, like Facebook, yeah. Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. With the Philippines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So for those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk or visit our website or Facebook page at Tengaka Waiora Mercy Spirituality Center. I have three visitors today here, and these are Katrina, Tanya, and Earl. And all three of them are from the Philippines originally, are living in New Zealand. They came here with their parents.
Yes.
And all three of them are quite involved in the Catholic Church, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been involved in CFC, Singles for Family and Life. Yeah. Who of you would like to tell me more about it? Katrina.
Yes. So CFC, Singles for Family and Life, which is pretty much called CFC SFL. We are young adults aged 21 to 39 years old, which they can refer nowadays as millennials.
Millennials.
Yes. So we're like, so for us young adults, we're bringing the cause of Christ to where the singles are. It's pretty much our mantra. So we try to evangelize young adult people to know more about God and then to have a personal relationship with Christ.
And so how do you do it, Tanya?
We sort of... have like conferences, and we have like our weekly activities as well, and we kind of we have like LBS, like Bible studies.
What is LBS?
Liturgical Bible study.
Liturgical Bible studies. Yeah.
So we have like, we kind of like meet up like weekly or like twice a month, and we sort of go through like scriptures and like talk about it and share like what we've learned and all that stuff.
And do you have a Bible scholar with you? Do you have somebody who has learned a bit more about the Bible, or is it all teenagers who are sharing what they understand from the Bible?
It's kind of just like all of us, and then we kind of just like share what we kind of like understand from the scriptures and like the readings. So yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, everyone putting in like their ideas.
And so it's more what you, when you read it from your background?
Yeah.
It's not a teaching within. So you say you also have talks and presentations?
Yeah, we do. We have Christian Life seminars, and we have twice a month kind of prayer meetings, and then we sort of listen to like talks and like from like old, like other people, like adults and stuff. Yeah.
Earl, do you have in these Bible studies, so you are doing it by yourself, but you do have presentations and talks. Do you have some talks about also to learn more about the Bible and about the historical point of view?
Oh, yeah, we do. Our recent thing?
Seminar?
LCSC?
No, the one.
The retreat.
Yeah, the retreat. Yeah, we were talking about St. Peter.
Yes.
So we basically studied the history of the church, because it started from him. He was pretty much the very first pope, and you know how Jesus gave him the keys to start to spread it all over the world. So yeah.
So you have some input from people who have studied and who spend a lot of time with it, and then you get together and share what you understand of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many people come to these Bible meetings?
For the Bible meeting, it actually depends on everyone's availability. It can vary from 10 to 15 people. And for that Bible study, I just want to add on to what Tanya have said. We talk about the scripture readings for the upcoming Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
So the first reading, second reading, and the gospel. And then each of those reading, like, we digest that. And then by the end of that Bible study, we have to come up with a thread, which is pretty much a summary or what we learn from that, which is we always post and share it, like what we have learned from that.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting, because when we're going to attend the church, like for me, I get really excited to listen to the readings, because it's like, oh, that's what we talk about. Oh yeah, we discussed that, something like that. And it's like, oh yeah, that's what Cheryl have shared during our discussion. So it's really cool.
So sometimes you might hear a homily and you say, oh, that's what I thought too.
Yeah. We'll be like talking to ourselves, oh, that's what Tanya mentioned the other day, something like that.
Are you all in the same parish?
No, I'm from West.
You're from West Auckland?
Mm. I'm from West as well, but different parish.
Different parish?
Yeah, I'm from the North Shore.
From the North Shore.
Yeah.
So, do you also join the West community, or do you have your own Bible study group in the North Shore?
Yeah, we do, but right now we don't have much people in the shore, so sometimes we just combine it and meet somewhere where we can all see each other.
Well, you have to promote a little bit, and then you might get more people.
Yeah.
Because they understand a lot more of the Mass if they understand the readings, if they have already reflected on it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we always meet up at the city, like the convenience place for most of us. And as much as possible, we try to do it in a public area like cafes, so people will be like more curious, what are we doing? Because it's just one time, we were doing a Bible study at the coffee club, right?
Yeah. So like a couple of people have already like approached us and asked us, or like, what are you guys doing? Like, we sort of just explained it to them, and they just tell us like, oh, like, God bless you, and like kind of like encourage us to like, you know, learn more about the Bible.
So you do it in public spaces, and you get feedback from people, and it's usually positive feedback.
Yeah,
positive. That's feedback. Great.
Yes.
Yeah. And you do that on the North Shore too, or you join the other ones? In
the
city?
We join the other guys.
Yeah.
How did you first get in touch with this ministry?
For me, I was a part of like the youth, so like I started like. In New Zealand, I'm one of the people who started the youth, which is like the youth for family and life. And like after that, I sort of just like spend like most of my life really like serving for the community. Really.
But you learned about it in the parish or through your family?
Through my family.
Through your family. And you, Katrina?
I was invited by my aunt to join a Christian Life seminar 5 years ago. Well, at first, I was really hesitant to go because I'm like, what is this about? But I remember on that very first day I walked in that venue, they were so welcoming and friendly. And I'm like, oh, who are these people? Like, they love Jesus and then they're very friendly. So I'd be like, I want to go back again because, like, our Christian Life seminar, we usually do it in 5 weeks, like 5 Saturdays. And then we get to listen to some talks. And then we have like discussion groups that we have to discuss about what we have understood about the talks. And then after that, we have some fellowship, which is probably everyone's favorite part.
And what about you, Earl? How did you find out about it?
Oh, yeah, it started with my parents because they were a member of the CFC. At first, it was just only one organization, was just CFC, which is...
The CFC was, again... Couples for Christ.
Yeah. But now it's divided to, I think, 3 groups, and FFL is one of them. So
what is FFL?
Family
Foundation
for Family. Yeah. So I've been a part of this organization ever since I was a kid, so I was part of the kids group. And when the big organization divided into the faction, 3 factions, we moved to FFL. So I joined the youth part of that organization, which was in Singapore. I started youth when I was in Singapore. Until I moved here, I started youth here. And now that I'm a bit older, leveled up to singles.
Yeah. So it's all over in the world? Is it everywhere there are Filipinos? Or is it... because you said it was founded in the Philippines.
Yeah, it was founded in the Philippines. But it's not just... we're not restricting it to only Filipinos.
So you invite everybody?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely everybody.
Yeah,
because we try to evangelize as much single people.
Yeah.
Yeah, to know more about Christ. Not just Filipinos, but to the locals as well.
Yeah. And I think that one of the dangers can be that the word evangelize can be a bit a hurdle, but like when you say that your aunt invited you just to come to a venue, or you say that you go to a cafe, and then you can talk to people, and I think that's great.
Mm, yeah.
So you're really going out.
Yes.
Yeah. And a few weeks ago, you mentioned it already, a few weeks ago you had a seminar, a retreat at our Mercy Spirituality Center. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about the seminar?
It's actually called the Committed Servants Weekend. Every year we do that. It's a... training ground for all future servants. Yes, that's what we call it, a future servants.
Can you just say what the servants are?
Servants are leaders. We don't really call it leaders. We call ourselves servants because we're all servants of God.
Because it's a ministry, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So for Committed Servants Weekend, it's yearly, and every year there's a different theme as well. But for this year, our team was Built Strong, which we have taken from the Matthew 16.
From the New Testament.
Yes, and where it says, "Upon this rock I will build my church," and it talks about the life story of Peter as the father of the Catholic Church, and how he founded it, and then.
So you talked about Peter, and I understand that you also did foot washing. Is that right?
Yeah, washing of the feet. We sort of like have, so like the participants, which is like Earl and like the other members of the community, we like there was an activity for the talk, and then they sort of just like washed each other's feet, like what Jesus had done to his like disciples. We sort of just like did that for us, so like, you know, keep us humble, I guess.
So, like, the symbol, and you did it. How many people participated in the retreat?
For this retreat, there were 9 participants.
And everybody washed each other's feet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So each one washed 9 feet, 8 feet, eight times twice, two. So you had 16 feet to wash.
Yeah.
I think so, because for that washing of the feet as well. Like, it symbolizes humility, and it's a sort of way of freeing us from our pride as well. So when the speaker told us to wash our feet, he actually told us to not really someone who have made a mistake to you, but if you're gonna wash that person's feet, you have to
lower yourself.
Yeah, lower yourself.
You humble yourself.
Yeah, humble yourself.
Yeah, and at the same time, you show the respect to the person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What other things did you do? So you washed each other's feet. You listened to some information, some talks about the Bible and about Peter. And what else did you do? Did you sing or did you dance? Or?
We had praise and worship. So like
praise and worship.
Mm-hmm. So we just like we have like our own music ministry, and then we sort of just like sing songs and do praise fest and praise and worship like throughout the, like in between the talks.
Did you learn new songs or did you know the songs already?
It's all of it are like sort of like new songs, and then we sort of just like learn them before we start the praise fest.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a good thing as well, because like we get to like learn more songs.
So you didn't just have to listen, and but you had also music and you could sing.
Yes.
Did somebody have an instrument?
Yes.
Yeah, we do have like our own music ministry. I think Earl's a part of the music ministry as well.
Earl, you play an instrument?
Yeah, for our next month we're having our CLS, which is Christian Life Seminar. I'm gonna be playing the guitar, but I also play the drums. But since we don't have a drums yet.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be playing the guitar.
You have a lot of abbreviations, CFC and everything.
Yeah.
You have your own language, it seems.
Yeah, I guess.
So if somebody wants to join you, you first have to give an introduction to the language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like explain to them like what it means and stuff.
So what when you start getting somebody new into your group, how do you start that? Do you give the person an introduction and everything, or just say, well, you just come along and we'll lead you?
Well, the foundation of our group is based on our relationship with people. So we don't want to come across as preachy sometimes, because sometimes that can drive people away. So we're going to establish our relationship with that person too. So once we've established that relationship, we're going to show them the ways of Christ through that, through our kindness, just like what we did through humility, how we are prepared to serve them and how we will lead as an example for them. And in that way, they can get inspired and get curious about who is this Christ figure.
Mm-hmm. And do you also apply some social justice issues, about poverty, about the sacredness of life, mm-hmm. or any other of these issues? Do you also deal with them? Do you?
Yeah. My parents I'm not sure they took part in this Walk of Life event. I think they were there as well, but I wasn't there. I think I was working that day.
So you also talk about these topics.
Yeah, we do.
And you do take action.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya was there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went to, it's in Hamilton. It was in Hamilton. So like we sort of just like went, like there were people from the Hamilton community as well. And then we sort of just like joined them, and then yeah, we sort of like took part in the walk, and then like we just like walk around the city, and then preaching, like, I guess.
So you do link with other groups.
Yes, yeah. It's like I guess national, kind of like a national event.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And you also learn a little bit about the backgrounds and about different laws and how to write maybe a submission if it's a case of something that is against our Catholic social teaching, like euthanasia or abortion. And
yeah, we do promote that in our community as well. So like we sort of like encourage each other to like if we have something to sign like for euthanasia, like we sort of like talk about it and then go and sign.
And what is what you like best in this group that you are in, this ministry? So you learn about the Bible, you learn about some practical things, you show hospitality to others, you respect others who come and join you, doesn't matter if they're Filipino or not, mm-hmm. anybody is welcome, you're educating yourselves in advocacy work and social justice.
Mm-hmm.
what of these all these elements do you like best? Start with Earl.
I guess it's the people.
The people.
Because if it wasn't for these people, I wouldn't be coming to these programs often. And because we've developed this relationship, it's so much easier to relate to each other and to share our stories and promote our values around. And that creates, that really gives us time to shine as leaders and as servants as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess.
So what you like in the church is also to be with the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Katrina?
For me, because we're all young adults, so pretty much all our age, we're so close to each other. So every time someone has a problem, we can always run to each other. We can count on to each other. So, like, we can relate to each other's problem, or we can support each other. And then we also share our love and passion for Christ. So I think that's the best thing about it, because we can all talk about everything in Christ, because not everywhere you can talk about him. It's really hard, especially in our different workplace. So it's really good to see these people probably weekly. I always see them weekly, because we have weekly activities like the liturgical Bible study, our household meetings, and then our general prayer meetings as well, and then these retreats, which is a way of like refreshing, and then a way of getting to know more about Christ.
And so it's like a family for you.
Yes, pretty much my second family here in New Zealand.
So it's also a way for you to be integrated in New Zealand by having these friends and this close relationship with each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you?
I guess same with Earl and Katrina said, because when I first came in New Zealand, like, I didn't know much people, but when I started, like, joined the community, it sort of, like, made me feel, like, welcome, and having that, you know, like, faith, and, like, meeting people with the same faith as you, and then you sort of just, like, relate to them. It's sort of, like, I guess, like, the people, like, they're really easy to talk to, and, like, everyone makes each other feel welcome. And, like, what Katrina said, we, like, if we're going through something, we sort of just, like, talk to each other and say, like, okay, like, what can you do to help? What can you do to, like, pray for you? And that, I think that's what encourages us to, like, you know, go and, like, really enjoy, like, the relationship that we have with this community.
And as a group, you're all young people.
Yes.
You might be worried when you turn 39 and you have to leave. What do you do?
We have like another, we sort of have another group,
ministry.
Which is like, yeah, ministry, which is like for, we call them handmaids. I think they're the ones who are, I guess,
single ladies above 39 years old.
Above 39. And then, yeah.
And when you get married, you become you go to the couples of Christ. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. We have but you still connect with other groups. So it's not that you are isolated. You do like what you said. You went to that march in Hamilton, and you connected with other people of different groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do you try to get other people involved?
So we just invite our friends mostly.
Yeah.
Because our friends, we already established relationship prior to the community, so if they ever get so curious, like, hey, how come you always hang around with these people, we're gonna be like, oh yeah, it's part of the SFL, you should come join us.
Yeah.
So that's mostly how we get people to join us.
And at the Mercy Spirituality Center, you said it was the leaders who came to that presentation, so these leaders, they will go out in their groups and then spread the news, what they've learned, and they share what they've learned. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So you all of you are leaders for the group.
Yeah.
Like aspiring leaders. Aspiring leaders. Yeah. Future servants.
So you have 9 aspiring leaders, and now your role is to build up the next inspiring leaders.
Yeah. So we sort of just like, we have an upcoming CLS, which is like Christian Life Seminar, and then we're trying to invite other people, like other singles, to like join the community and I guess share like our faith to them as well.
Do you have anything coming up, any event?
The Christian Life Seminar.
Is it only for the leaders again?
No, it's basically like a recruitment recruitment seminar. Yeah. So we, this is where
it sounds like army.
Yeah. So this is where we get people to come and join us and tell them what we are about.
Yeah, it's like your promotional event and your invitation.
Yeah.
So you have an open door.
Yeah, it is.
So we're trying to invite everyone. Like, I think we in churches and stuff, like, we try to, like, announce about the upcoming events that we were having, especially for, like, the CLS, which would be, like, in the next two weeks.
It's going to happen
on the 7th of July.
On the 7th of July, you have this event.
Yes. Mm. And after that, it's going to be, like, every Saturday.
It starts on the 7th of July.
You start. You have that event. And it'll be in Auckland?
Yes. It will be, because there's two venues for that. So for our Christian Life Seminar, it will be on the 7th, 14th, and 21st of July, every Saturday, around 12 to 5 p.m. First and second week will be at North Shore, at the Diocesan Hall at St. Joseph's Parish. And then the second week will be at Glen Eden, Our Lady of Flores Parish. If they want to attend our Christian Life Seminar, because we have our Instagram page, it's called CFC SFL New Zealand, they can follow us there, and then there's more details about the Christian Life Seminars coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, so we post, like, every event, like, every updates that we have, like, we're going to post about today.
So you don't use websites anymore.
Yeah.
No, we use Instagram. Because we're millennials.
Yeah. I think it's a good way as well to, like, get people to, like, see what we kind of do. Like, it's not just, like, you know, about, like, praying, but we kind of like do fun stuff as well. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much, and thank you for your involvement. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And I hope that you get a lot of people who are currently not involved.
Yeah.
And also that you get a multicultural group together.
Yes, yeah.
Because I think that is really important, because we have so many different cultures here in Auckland.
Yeah.
And you are based in Auckland, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And now I'll also tell you what's coming up at our spiritual church, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So today we started with a social justice series, and that was with Dr. Mary Betts. And we're going to have next week on the 5th of July, the talk about Paris Agreement with Sister Bridget Crisp. And she is a scientist and a sister of mercy. So that will be very interesting what she's going to talk about when she talks about the Paris Agreement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the 12th of July, we have Lynn Smith talking about the Catholic social teaching. And on the 19th of July, we'll have the treaty relationship with Susan Healy. And this Saturday, on the 30th of June, Margaret Bowater will facilitate a dream workshop on resolving nightmares. This workshop is from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. I've done an interview with Margaret, which can be still downloaded, so just look at our website. And on Saturday, Pip Nichols is going to facilitate a workshop with the title Wisdom Needs No Scapegoat. This retreat day will explore the healing of inner division in regards to the body and our feeling selves. Looking out to July, we have an ecumenical day on the 14th of July from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And we'll connect with the Roman Catholics, the Syro Malabar community, and the Anglican community. Our speakers will be Father Kevin Waldie, the Anglican Reverend Hilary Oxford-Smith, and the Syro Malabar priest Father Thomas Kurian. And we are blessed to have Father Chris Skinner with music upcoming. Join us and learn more about St. Thomas the Apostle. Maybe there's something also for you. Okay. Although I know, I've just heard the 14th of July you have an event.
Yes.
But maybe you can also join for this event.
Yes. Yeah.
That would be great. And it's for everybody. So we don't ask if they're Catholic or Anglican or any other faith or denomination. So please come along on that day, Ecumenical Day on the 14th of July. And for all our events at our center, please register with us per phone or at Auckland 63638-6238 or via our website at www.mercyspiritualitycentre.org.nz. I wish you all a good Friday and a happy week, and thank you, three of you, for having come.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah, bye.